NYC Gunman's Suicide Note Found in Las Vegas, I'm Sorry. By Olivia Rondo on August 1, 2025. An additional suicide note and antipsychotic medication belonging to Manhattan gunman Shane Tamora were discovered in his Las Vegas residence, New York Police Department, NYPD, detectives said. Investigators announced Wednesday that the note located in Tamora's studio apartment was addressed to his parents, saying in part, "I love you, Mama. I'm sorry." Several prescription bottles for antipsychotic, antiepileptic, and anti-inflammatory drugs were found, Pix11 reported. A tripod for the rifle he used to fatally shoot four victims and critically injure another was also recovered from the home, along with 109mm rounds and an empty box for a revolver that was found in his car parked in New York. Shane Tamora's father, Terrence Tamora, served nearly 30 years with the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, officials said. The LAPD can confirm that Police Officer 3 Terrence Tamora retired in good standing on August 5, 2017, an LAPD spokesperson told NBC4 Los Angeles. The younger Tamora, who died of self-inflicted gunshot wounds after opening fire in the office building housing Blackstone and the NFL headquarters on Monday, also left a 3-page suicide note on his person. The 27-year-old wrote that his mental illness was caused by CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a brain disease caused by head trauma that is often found in football players who have suffered concussions. The note referenced the NFL and reportedly asked for his brain to be studied, according to ABC News. He appeared to have blamed the NFL for his injury, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said. An NFL employee was badly injured in the shooting but is expected to survive, ESPN reported. Tamora played high school football in California while his father worked for LAPD, with his former coach wondering if he could have done anything to prevent the tragedy a decade ago. Total shock, total shock, former football coach Walter Roby told NBC4. Just to see someone you're affiliated with or someone that you know or coach, it's tough. It's really tough to see in that light. It reminds you of the word, 99 sheep and one gets away. You try to really look at yourself, he said. Could there have been more than I could have done to help him? Tamora also mentioned his supervisor at the security guard job he worked at a Las Vegas casino in the note found at the scene. I'm sorry, Rick, the paper found in the shooter's wallet stated. Rick, whose last name is being withheld, sold Tamora the AR-15 used in the shooting as well as the BMW he drove from Nevada to New York in, police confirmed. He has not been charged with any crime as of Friday. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.